Okay, Erevin Daf Pei Gimel. We'll start at Pei Beis on the base at the bottom. We'll see how much we get into the actual calculations because they can be a little complicated, but we shall see how it goes. Right, half of a loaf, which we were talking about in the last daf on Friday in terms of what the size of a loaf is, but half of it is what makes a person who goes into a tzaras, a house with tzaras, also become tameh. And half of that half, meaning a quarter of that loaf, is what makes a person tameh just by eating tameh truma tameh. So the Gemara continues over on the daf Tana. And half of a half of a half, meaning one eighth of that size of a loaf, is the minimum shear for making, for becoming tummy from regular food, as opposed to truma. Why didn't our Mishnah use that measurement also? Right, it was already saying the chatzi and the chatzi chatzi, so why didn't it say the chatzi chatzi chatzi? So the Gemara says, Mishim delo shavu shiur ahil da dade, because they're not exact. Meaning why? The Tan in the Bray says, kamashir chatzi pras, how much is half of a pras? Shtei beitzim chasar kima divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's two eggs worth minus a little bit. Chaser kim'ah, which is a little less. Rabbi Yossi omer shtei beitzim sochakos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's a little bit more than two regular eggs. Shir Rabbi shir shtei beitzim v'od. And therefore, Rabbi, and, well, not therefore, but a third sheet is Rabbi says it's two eggs and plus a little bit more. Not just two big eggs. Kama v'od. How much is the od? Echad me'esra me'beitzah. It's 1/20 of an egg more. So it is 2 and 1/20 of an egg. So the ilu gabi tumas ochlin tanya. But wait a second, it also says by tumas ochlin Rabbi Nelson Rabbi Dosa amru kibetsa shamru kamo v'kip v'chikli pasa hachamrim kamo below klipasa. That when it comes to tumas ochlin, that one was by chatzi pras for to make something tame when you eat the truma. Hold on. Okay, I think that's what it is. So then the Gemara says, well, how much is regular Tumas Ochlin? So Rabbi Nelson, Rabbi Dos, some say it's one beitza. Which brings over Tumah to the person that eats it, and then it's also, but it also includes the shell. And the Chacham say, no, it's a beitza without the shell. And that is exactly half of the other ones that we said for the chatzi pras. Amar of Raf from Bar Papa, Amar of Chista, Zud de Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Meaning half the pras is the same shita of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. But Chachamim say that it's one and a half of big eggs. Uman Chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and the Chacham Shita is Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka are the same ones who disagree in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Pshita, why? That's obvious that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is the one that says half is three kibetzim. And then half of that would be one and a half. Rather, he's teaching us that, no, not to teach us the number, but rather to teach us the type of egg. It has to be with a large egg. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Shiger Ben Yons Bonios Rabbi Modia De Kondius Dimin Neusa. When Rav Dimi came to Bavel, he said that a person named Bonios once said to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi that a small amount, modia of a sa, from a place called Neusa, Right, he brought him this amount, this chunk of something. Vishir Rabbi Masa Nushval Esrebein. And he said that it was 217 eggs. So Gemara says, Hasa Hitehecha. What kind of sa are we talking about? Eid Midbaris, if it's the kind of sa which happens in from the midbar, from the measurements of the midbar, Mea Arbaim of Arbahavia. That would have been 144 egg balls. Vid Yerushalmus, and if it's from Yerushalayim, so then may have a shivim v'shalosh havya. It should have been 173. Vid Tziporis, and if it's from Tzipori, that kind of sa, so then masayim v'sheva havyan. It should have been 207. And yet you said 217. So how is that possible? So l'olam de Tziporis. Really is from Tziporis. The Isech halsa shadi alayhu. But he gave a little bit to the Kohen. Right, I see chalsa, a little chal. He gave some to the Kohen, and therefore it's 10 less of the 217, which is really 207. Chalsa kam havyan tamni akatsi b'tzarle. If it was 8 beitzim, so then that wouldn't be 207. That would be 209. So it's not exactly the same. Ela I see v'odos drebi shadilayu. That really there was a little bit extra. He was a little bit off. He's 2 off. So not a big deal. So wait a second. If you're talking about Vodos, meaning that according to Rebbe from earlier, there was always a little bit extra. I think we said it was 1/20. So then if you take 1/20 extra of each egg, so then you get a lot more than 217. So yeah, but the extra a little bit was not really that much more, and really rounds off to 217, and the little extra, it's not significant enough. Tani Rabbanan, Sa'a Yerushalmi Sisera Al Midbaris Shisus. So the Sa'a of Yerushalmi is more than the one of the Midbar, right? The Yerushalmi was it was 173, was that it? The Midbaris was 144, the Yerushalmi was 173. So now the Gemara is saying that the Yerushalmi, which is 173, is 1/6 more than the one from the Midbar, which is 144. Vishal Tzipos Yisrael Yerushalmi is Shlus, and Tziporis, which is 207, is also 1/6 more. Nimse Shal Tzipori Yisrael Midbar Shlish, and therefore the Tzipori one should be greater than the Yerushalmi one, the greater than the Midbar one by 1/3. So Shlish Deman, Elim Shishlidin Baros. 1/3 of what? It's more than 1/3 of what? If it's 1/3 of the midbar michti shlish de midbaros kamahave arba nusamnia, that would be 48. 48 of the midbar. 144 divided by 3. Is that 148? I guess so. I guess that's 48. 96, 148. So then if that was true, arba nusamnia v'ilu udfa shitinu tlas. And therefore the difference would be, right, if you would add from the midbar, which is 144, you would add 48 to that, so then you only get 192, in which case you'd be 15 less. You're missing 15 to get to 207. Ve'al shlish Yerushalmi. Maybe it's a third of the Yerushalmi. It's a third of the Yerushalmi one. The Yerushalmi one was 173. What's a third of the Yerushalmi one? That would be about shlish today. Kama have chamshin usmania. Nechit Tilsa, it would be 57 and 2/3. If you ilu udfa shitinu tlas, so then you'd have still, right? If you would add from the Yerushalmi, which was 173, you'd add 58. So 173 plus 58 is going to give you too much. So then. It still, it says it's going to be 63 more. No. Is that how much it is? Okay. Oh, that's what it means. So it's 63 more. The Tzipori one is 63 more than the 144. So if that's going to be 63, so how is 58, right before it was less, but how is now 58 going to be the same as 63? So come have a shivin nechirad, it's only 70. Ve'ilu udfa shishu v'shalosh. Hold on, I just mixed up. But tzipori shlish dida kamahave. A third of tzipori is shivin 70 nechichada minus 1, which is 160, which is 69. Vilut vashish mishalosh 63 again. Alam Rabbi Yirmi Hachikamer Nimse Sashal Tipor Yisera Al Midbaros Karav Lishlish Shalosh. It's almost a third more, a third of itself more. Shlish Shalosh Shlish Shalosh Karav Lemechzad Midbaros, and a third of it is about half of the Midbaros itself. 69 plus 69 would give you 138, which is close to 144. So Maskev Ravina Midi Karov Karov Ketani. Does it say Karov Elam Ravina Hachikami? Nimse Shlish Al Tipor Biv Odios Shal Rabbi Yisera Al Mechza Shal Midbaros Shlish Beitza. So just use it. Use a bigger egg bulk. A little bit more of the egg bulk, like Rabbi Yehuda had suggested. Okay, not going to go into the measurements again. Tana Rabban Reishis Harosei Osechem. You give the first of your dough, which is part of this is in I think it's in Shlach. So you give part of your dough for challah. Kederes says on the Amud Kederes Osechem Iso Sechem the Kam Iso Sechem. How much is your dough? Kedei Isas Hamidbar. The amount that they would have in the midbar. V'kam Isas in the midbar. How much is Dichsev? V'Omer Asir Seifa Hu. And it's an Omer of the Eifa. What does that mean? Mikan Omer Shiva Revaim Kamach Va'od Chayeves V'Challah Shehin Shisha Shal Yushamis Shehin Chamisha Shal Tzipori. Which is that the Chacham say that it's a 7 quarters of flour and a little bit more, which is the same as 6 quarters of flour for Yerushalayim, which is a little more than 5 quarters of flour in Tzipori. So Mikan Amra Ha'ocha Kaminazu Hareza Bari Umavorach, someone who eats this amount is healthy. It's a good meal. Yes, Rav Kain, Rav Asan, if you eat more than that, it's too much. So then, if you eat less than that, it's not going to be good for your health with your bowels. Unclear what that means, but either way. Masnisen, new Mishnah. Ashi chazav ashi mirpasas shachul v'lo irvil kol shegavu asar tefach mirpasas. If the so you got people living above with a balcony above the first floor, and so everyone forgot that they didn't make an erev with each other, and therefore the question is, anything which is in the courtyard, who does it belong to? So because now they're sharing a courtyard, but they can't transfer from one to the other, and therefore it's not one big shared space. So who gets to use the things in the courtyard? So kol shegavu asar tefachim mirpasas, anything which is above 10 tefachim goes to the balcony people. Pachas mikan lechatzer, anything which is less than 10 goes to those on the bottom floor. Chulias habor v'hasel gavu amasar tefachim lemir pesas. If it's the pit situation with the embankments on the top, and a big stone of some kind. So if again gavu amasar tefachim the pesas pachas mikan lechatzer, again same thing. If they're big enough, if they're deep enough, it depends on where the people are in relation to it. That's only if the case if they're close to the actual openings of the mirpeset in a on the horizontal plane. I feel if it's far away off of the building, if it's further away from the building, so then it belongs to the people in the chater because the people in the balcony can't access it from their balcony. And what is considered close? If it's got to be 4 tefachim close enough to the wall. So Gemara says pshita, lezeb pshita. No, it's really not saying. It's not accusing the Mishnah. It's actually just making a statement. Lezeb pesach haynu chalom shemein b'shtei chatzeros. If it's through an entranceway, so then it's the same thing as a window, right? If it's right up against either one of their openings, so then it's the same thing as a window. They both have access to it. But because they both have access to it, that means that if they didn't make an error, it'll be aser. Lezeb Ezrika, Lezeb Ezrika. If both of them could access it by throwing something towards it, so then Hainu Kosel Shemin Shechatero. So that's like a wall in between two. You can't not use the wall. We talked about the last week. Lezeb Shilshul, Lezeb Shilshul. If they're both able to sort of pulley down, and sort of lower, I'm thinking of like water, which we'll talk about tomorrow's daf. So that situation, so hainu charitz shebein shtei chazeres, that's the same as a ditch in between, which we talked about last week. Therefore, neither of them can use it because they both have access to it. L'zeh v'pesach, l'zeh v'zrika, if one of them is right up against their opening and one of them can only access something if you throw something towards there. So hainu d'rabbar Rav Huna amar Rav Nachman, that's the same case as Rav Nachman, who said that the people who have access by the entrance is easier, and therefore they get first priority, they get the access to it. Similarly, this is the same case of Rav Shizvi, that the people who have convenient access to it are allowed to use it. However, if it's against the lowering, meaning the people that can access something from some kind of pulley system, or versus the people who can throw, so my, what's the halacha? So Amar Rav, Rav says Shnei Natsurim, both of them can't. They have equal access, equal convenience to it, and therefore they are still considered Asur from each of them. So Shmuel Amar Nosu L'Zeh B'Shil Sheh B'Shil Shul. It's easier to use the pulley system to lower something towards it than to throw something towards it, and therefore the people who can lower something towards it are the ones that get it. Shul L'Zeh Hashmisho B'Nachatz L'Zeh Tzim 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 Tzim. Throw, you're right, because this one is easier to lower something down to it than to throw something to it. We always give it to the one who is more convenient, as we saw last week. Okay, we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem tomorrow with this new case of a new Mishnah connected to this. Okay, Shkayach.